Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Your girl, Titi Torres, and let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a mother, a wife, plus a 20-year multimedia executive and personality,
and your host of Tap In with Titi, the podcast,
where the culture speaks loud and clear. I'm having conversations with your favorite artists, rising stars, movers and shakers,
from the streets to the boardrooms, from healing to hustle.
New episodes every week on the Odyssey Creators Live,
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your audio.
So tap in with me, Titi.
What are you waiting for?
Yo, real quick, what is your public bathroom etiquette? When someone's waiting for you.
When someone's waiting on me.
Like on like a random person, like there's a line. You next in line.
Uh-huh.
But you gotta go. But you gotta go for an extended period of time.
Like this, or you gotta?
No, you gotta go.
I'm not gonna lie.
And there's three people in line. So then when you're done, everybody knows what you did.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what you did. And then you got to go sit down.
Because they're going to see you. Yeah.
Oh, like, you're out to eat, but you can't do nothing about it. You have to. Like, and now, like.
Yeah, because usually, I mean, I would say I'm just go home.
Nah.
I used to be that type of person. I was like, yo, I'll just go home.
Oh, we talk about that. At the bar, that's disgusting. But, like, you're out to eat. You're out to dinner. Like,
yeah.
But you got to go. They ran through you fast. And now people are looking at you. They waited. It's a line. It's one bathroom. It's a line. Fuck it. You're on
the airplane. What's my etiquette?
First of all, you're on the airplane. Let's say that. Fuck that.
Airplane? Airplane is even worse, bro.
You're on the airplane.
100%? Bro, I've flown a couple times. I've never done it on an airplane, bro. I've taken a piss. I've never had.
I would hope so. Jesus. What? Yeah. Like.
I use it before I get on board on the plane, because that's diabolical, bro. 100%.
It's an 8-hour flight, brother. Like, there's nothing you could even, like. Nah, if you gotta go, you gotta go, buddy.
It's man tight. That's a small ass cap. Like,
I just came off a flight. I see some shit I never want to see again, bro. I've experienced some shit.
I mean, yeah.
Experienced some things I never want to experience again. Yeah.
Now, question is, you went to the. Went up front or you went to the back?
I know. I didn't do that. I have decorum. I will pass out before I have to. I will fully pass out.
Because I go to the front.
I will pass out.
Even if I sit in the back, I go to the front.
I will pass out. I'm going to pass out. I don't, like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Also, through my flying experiences this weekend, I realized that the stewardess in other countries, I don't know if they lift weights, but they're strong as shit every time they bump me. You sit in the aisle seat.
Strong shouldering.
Strong shoulder. I'm like, yo, bro, I feel like I'm getting punched in the back every time they go up and down the aisle. I'm like, oh. And they don't speak no damn English. I'm like, hey, watch out. Damn.
You flew to Paris, so to France. So, what airline was that? Air France or?
Yeah, Air France. Air shit. That first flight was ass. Small ass plane. I don't know.
Oh, it wasn't a big plane?
Hell no. It is. I don't know if it was. If it was a big plane, I couldn't tell.
Huh.
It was kicking my ass. The flight home, smooth as hell. Had mad leg room.
Yeah.
I think because we upgraded, got Delta Comfort or whatever the case may be. That first flight, that stewardess, or whatever, Martha, she was elbowing the shit out of me every time she went up and down the aisle. I was like, God damn. Jesus Christ.
You're about to be, she don't be skipping no reps or nothing.
No, she's a killer. Never mind. But I had something else I wanted to ask.
What's up?
So where was I gonna go with this? What is your etiquette now
on
if you're in a store with your lady?
Okay. Like retail store, I'm assuming? Or just
You're in the mall.
Okay.
But like once again, y'all just getting started with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta go.
Uh-huh.
So if you know you're
you gotta go use the bathroom.
If you're in the bathroom for more than 6 minutes, you know what you just did.
I could say I'm on TikTok.
She's never texting you again. The fuck? Same result, buddy. The fuck?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I was peeing on TikTok, my phone got piss on it now.
Nah, that's crazy. Okay, so hypothetically, I'm at the mall with my lady, and I gotta go, and it's like a lengthy one. Pause.
Y'all stopped in the store after y'all went to eat, whatever the case may be. Y'all figure it out.
Shit, bro. Shit happens. You gotta go.
That's crazy.
Bro, if I'm on a date.
Call the hospital.
Pass out? On a date?
Pass out. Bro, if you're in that bathroom for more than 10 minutes, she knows what's up.
Of course she knows what's up. And it's the same thing with them.
Yo, this nigga's taking the shit in between espresso martinis. Disgusting. Disgusting.
I don't drink espresso martinis.
You will if she asks you to.
I don't know.
You will. You will if she asks you to. She got espresso martini, you got a Corona. She's going to look at you like a peasant.
All the selections, it's Corona.
Okay. Just saying. I'm not making any assumptions. Bro, I'm just saying.
Man said pass out. Bro, listen, I'm not usually the one that likes to go outside. Because it's, you're home, you're wearing shit.
Yo, nigga don't leave the crib because he might have to shit. That's crazy.
No, not even that. It's just, I hate having to go outside if I have to. Like, if it's peas, whatever. But if it's, you know,
what about a concert?
Concert, I'm not going.
You got no choice. Your body is shutting down. I tell you, every answer to the scenario is just pass out.
Pass out? I'm gonna ruin it for anyone who's there with me.
Okay, but nobody gonna make fun of you for passing out.
Yes, they will.
At this age, no. When we was like kids, yeah. But it'd be like, oh my god, is he okay? Like, run a bunch of tests. I might fake the pass out. I might just.
This man gonna
just like
one and just peek with one eye.
I let them pick me up at everything. Like,
oh nah,
I don't care.
Nah,
I let them put me on the stretcher.
It's like some Sandlot shit when the kid was fake drowning. And just...
Yeah, I let them put me on the stretcher, all that, and I get to hospital. Yeah, damn, I fainted because I had to shit. And then you go,
nah, I had to shit.
Then no, you don't
but
say
you
that.
You still have to shit.
No, you don't say that. And then you get to the hospital, you're like, yo, can I use the bathroom? And then you got your shit off. So now you got sympathy, and you got your business done. See, you're not thinking ahead. See,
it's so much levels.
Paris told me to think ahead. That's it.
Bro, if all I right. gotta go, then I guess I gotta go. And sorry, you know, it might be an ick, but ladies, I know when you fart. Trust me, when y'all go a little distance,
girls don't fart.
Girls, bro.
Girls don't fart. Sorry, man.
All right,
I don't make the rules.
All right, bro.
All right, let's go.
They think they stealth. Nah, bro.
Okay.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Life, more love. Welcome to episode 224 of the Imaginary Players Podcast. It's me, the one, Mr. Full Disclosure, aka Big John from the East Side Boys. You are now listening and always been listening to the greatest show on earth. Thank you guys for liking, subscribing, listening, doing all the beautiful things you guys do every single week. To my right, and we are back. To my right, yeah. Partner in crime here, the greatest Latin in America himself. Talk to people.
I won't say the greatest, but one of the greatest.
I guess, okay, Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny than you, nigga. Okay.
Crazy. I mean, he be going crazy. Nah, it's my month, y'all. It's our month. So, you know, Spanish Heritage Month.
You've been promoting that, but then
Hell yeah, bro.
You don't go to one party, you didn't give us one event.
Because the weather been shit.
You didn't give us one fact. The weather's been absolutely incredible, actually. Well,
today was nice.
Y'all had that one rainy day or some shit. I wasn't here.
Yeah, it was bad, bro. It was bad. Shit. I don't even know. Good to be back, y'all. I know we took a little break, but...
It was a big off, man. I wasn't here yet. We let y'all know. I wasn't here.
Let y'all know, so it's not much of a big surprise. Like, you know, shit happens.
No, yeah. We skipped last week because I was on vacation. I was vacation slash, you know, events, work, all that good stuff.
My boy was at Paris.
I was in Paris for the Drake show.
He found out who was in Paris.
I did. I did find out who was in Paris, and it's nobody I thought it was. That's it. It's just niggas and no ice.
No ice. Jesus.
I learned a lot. We'll get to my Paris trip in a moment. What else has been going on since anything
shit.
Life important? Like I said, I was in Paris. I'll do a whole Paris deep dive in a few. Bro was telling me he's going to the Spanish club or some shit.
Spanish club is wild. Oh, shit, man. Spanish Heritage Month. Hoping to hit something. A couple events. This should be in my bag on the 20th. Shout out to the
shout out to my bag on September 20th. I was avid about not leaving my house since I just came back from vacation, but I'm gonna go and support my guys.
Like summer's last leg. Everyone say this.
I am so ready for summer to be over. So you don't say. I don't even want to hear the word summer anymore. I am so happy I get to wear a jacket. What? Sweater. And I get to freaking use my comforter without putting the AC on. Sometimes like it's great. It's great. But yeah, in my bag, the 20th, New York City. If you're listening, you don't live in New York City. It's an event. It's a sing along event. Hosted by Andres Dulita, Most Dope Mike. I think Eden is DJing. So it's tickets are at I think it's at In My Bag on Instagram. I don't know their website. In their everybody's bio. It's gonna be at Toboga, I think. They don't keep their venues a secret like us because they get way too many people. So Toboga. Shout out to them. All right.
Besides that. Shit.
Chilling, man.
Whatever pops up, man. Shit.
Trying to stay positive in this world. It's been a long. Well, actually, let me reel it in.
What?
Because it ain't been a long day for black people.
Well,
it ain't. I want. Well, listen. I was thinking about how I was going to approach this. How we were going to approach this.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of internet rhetoric. A lot of you people that I follow on social media, which is that's why I don't really stay on the internet. I just kind of scroll and get go about my business. I didn't know a lot of y'all was disgusting.
It's the same thing with me, but with people from high school, which I'm not really surprised. But it's like, damn, like I like
yeah
like,
yeah
I okay.
And I see also a lot of content creators like that's the problem with the internet, the need to have an instant reaction.
Yeah.
Let's say, like, we happened to record yesterday. I wouldn't have had anything to say about Charlie Kirk because I just, it's too quick of a response, too quick of a reaction. You have to let feelings and emotions set in because something major happened in the nation, right? I was like, hey, I'm not talking about this until I have a moment. And I think that's the problem with feeling the need, as content creators, feeling the need to be first to the story. So a lot of you guys on the internet get on the internet and just say stupid shit.
Yep.
And really show your ass. So, if you've been living under a rock, Charlie Kirk, right-wing extremist, was murdered in Utah at a rally.
Homie had home advantage, bro.
Getting killed on home turf is nuts. Getting killed on your home turf pretty much is nuts. So when we speak about this, I want there to be a very poignant understanding of punctuation. Because I think that's very important in these conversations. Punctuation, where there's a period, where there's a comma, all these things matter when you speak, right?
Yeah, of course.
And Drew, obviously, at any point, stop me, jump in with your sentiments, pause, interject, anything, right? I want to start with this. We believe that murder is wrong and that assassinations are wrong.
Yeah.
Fair. Absolutely. I want that to be a period statement.
The act of killing is wrong.
The act of killing is wrong. That's one statement.
Yes.
Political violence is wrong.
100%.
Statement two.
Damn country is built on it.
Right. Political violence is wrong. That's statement two. Statement three. Black, brown, minority, queer, transgender people do not owe anybody that incites violence empathy. Statement three, period. And that is the discourse that I've seen throughout the last 48 hours. Right? I can understand. I want everybody to live where they stand, right? Mm-hmm. I think right-wing racist extremist, you can be sad that y'all lost one of yours.
Yeah.
Cool. Don't come over here and expect us to cry and be sad with y'all and call us nasty because we're not sad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna speak purely for myself here. I saw the news and I went about my day. Nothing changed for me. Nothing happened. I felt nothing. Now, I think that people being upset that people felt joy, hey, you cannot, and I repeat this all the time, you cannot dictate how anybody reacts to disrespect because that's just the nature of the world.
Yeah, it's a wise question.
Just because there are certain people that choose not to say anything, because once again, my genuine feeling was, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. This don't got nothing to do with me.
Same.
Don't got nothing to do with me.
Only thing I did feel a little bad is like, of course, yes. Showing sympathy, no. But at the fact that, yes, he was a father, it feels fucked up. Like, obviously, you leave your wife and children. But what he stands for, what he stood for, and you know his whole practice of left extremist
right
is just
right wing extremist.
Oh right, my bad. Right, it's just it wasn't for me, bro. It wasn't for me, especially as a Hispanic young male. It just wasn't for me. Not very happy that he's dead. Like, bro, I really didn't bat an eye. Like, I heard it, I saw the video. Cool.
And like once again, cool, bro. Yeah, that's like it is. It's like it felt like just another news story to me.
100%.
I'm
very just surprised, like, it went down like that.
Yeah.
Because it is a little graphic in a way.
Listen, we'll get into the particulars of it. Yeah. That's the interesting part.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the specific act of this happening.
Yeah.
It's just another shooting for us.
It's like, yo, bro.
This is what right-wing extremists have kind of told us to normalize. Words out of this man's own mouth. Hey, it's the cost of pretty much this the cost of it. For us to have our Second Amendment, people are gonna die and get shot. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm only living by what he said.
Pretty much.
So that is something that I was just really confused. Like, hey, if you guys wanna mourn on that side of things, cool.
Means, yeah.
Y'all are not in my world, y'all not in my space. I'm like, that's y'all business. But don't come over here and tell us how to act.
Yeah.
Keep that shit over there.
Like, pushing the whole notion of just, like, you know, you guys should be more sympathetic, this and third, of all groups, especially, well, particularly more white and a few Hispanic, which is very sad. Like, once I saw a couple people with Hispanics that were Republican or just, you know, of that stature, I was like, bro, y'all really are sick in the head, but whatever. But, like, trying to force other people to be like, yo, you shouldn't be happy about this and this third, or be just joyous, and it's like, yo, bro, people are going to react how they want. There's been a crazy few years that we had with this individual, with Trump and everything like that going on. But it's like, bro, everyone's going to express their own way. And you just can't push that whole notion of like, yo, we're mourning, so you should mourn too. It's like, yo, bro, where was this energy? And I'm like, listen, this might rile up people's feathers and shit. Fuck yeah. Where was the sympathy for George Floyd? Where was the sympathy for Breonna? Where it's like all these other individuals that got gunned down, unfortunately, or just, you know, unfortunately passed away, are not with us now. Where is that same sympathy that when people were mourning that side was like, oh no, you know, it's just a shooting. So it's like you can't, the goalpost can't be pushed. And like, you know.
And I think what people are, there's a density here with human beings, right? Mm-hmm. When someone dies, within minutes, within hours, within a day, you see a flood of the way they live their life being portrayed throughout the news, the internet. Whether they were a good person, you're going to see a bunch of memoriam. You're going to see a bunch of, you know, this was this person. You start to hear people tell stories. It's not our fault that his story sounds like that. We didn't make his story sound like that. Mm-hmm. When you put these things out to the world and you're no longer here, it's living here still. He lived his life a certain way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was taken. And now, yes, we're going to bring up good or bad the things that happened. Mm-hmm. That's how this thing works. You don't get to dictate how people remember you because you're not here no more. You have to leave what you leave. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and also, this is something that's just, like, not discuss. Listen, like I said, y'all stay over there and do y'all right wing thing, and that includes the president. He's with them. Yeah. Cool. I want to make something super clear, because I think y'all are confused. This dude was not a politician. He was not a mayor.
He was just, yeah, exactly.
He was not a congressman. He's never, I don't even think the nigga went to finish school.
No.
Y'all are treating this nigga like they just, like, they shot the vice president.
Pretty much.
He was just some nigga that went and said hateful shit and got a following.
Yeah.
He literally was just a hate influencer. Mm-hmm. And they put in a flag. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Now, the dangerous part is like, I don't want this to incite a political warfare.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody's taking, because that's what I think this all is.
Yeah, like political civil war.
Yeah, because my conspiracy theory hat is on. I've seen too many TV shows, maybe. Mm-hmm. But you've seen a show where the same side is looking to cause up and stir up some, you know, some patriotism. Mm-hmm. So they kill one of their own so it can make it look like it's the other side. Like, you see stuff. I'm not saying that's what happened. I have no idea. I'm not a fucking FBI agent.
Yeah.
But, this all seemed weird.
Yeah, for the most part, in most shows or movies, right, something like that isn't incited. It's like, you know what? All right, we gotta take them out.
Yeah, to make the people,
to make the other people, you know, no, to basically put the battery in the back of our people, and then, you know, such and such goes on. No, yeah.
Yeah. So I like. That's where my brain started to go, because this is weird, and then the details start to come out. Right, mm-hmm. The shooter was 200 feet away.
Yep.
He hit him one shot in the neck. Like, this is a professional. This is a professional hit. Then they went and grabbed the nigga. That don't look. The nigga couldn't even walk in a straight line. The old nigga they grabbed and said, "Yo, he's like, what are we doing here, guys? Yeah. Let's cut it out."
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild, bro. For an individual his age, and I'm not like doubting, you know, shit, bro. It is what it is. If he had military experience or not, or just, you know, I mean, Utah, I think it's a red state, so. You know, people are going to express their Second Amendment rights.
Utah, not to cut you off, sorry, because I want to give you the facts. I've started to, like, the minute this happens, honestly, I went about my day, didn't care, and I'm like, all right, the internet's in the uproar, and we got to come talk about this. I went and looked up certain facts about Utah. Utah is very much a red state. Utah is a, legal, obviously, all guns are legal there, without a permit.
Oh.
You can just go buy a rifle in Utah with just a license.
That's insane.
So you can just go to the store and buy a rifle. So, you know, like I said, this individual, Charlie Kirk, mm-hmm. He's very much heavy on, you know, gun free for all.
Yeah.
Listen, like I said, I didn't bat an eye. I have no feeling towards dude. I don't engage in that side of the world and or the internet. Mm-hmm. So when you hear these news, the video is very graphic, but when you hear the news, I'm like, so what?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, and I just think that the people that are expecting prayers for someone who said, like I said, I think
he said some wild shit.
Not even, like, he said, I think, was it a year ago or a few months ago, he said, black people should be back enslaved because they committed less crimes when they were enslaved. He said that. Like, these are things he said. Like, these are on the internet.
Yeah, on the,
right?
Yeah.
So, like,
recorded and everything.
You're right. He said that to a black woman in her face. Right. So, like, you know, right before he was murdered, he said that they asked him about guns, and he said, we need to worry about the gangs. Right? So, like, these things are like, bro, like, what, like, you told people that look like me, we should be enslaved again. Now you guys want us to morph? Like, I don't understand you.
Yeah.
And then the white people that are just, there's just a level of ignorance I don't think y'all understand. And I'm going to break it down this way. Y'all are asking for black people to show sympathy to someone who said that we shouldn't be here anymore. Mm-hmm. And the shooter's white.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why you keep bothering us?
Yeah.
People that look like you did it. Why? What are you bothering us for?
Yeah.
This is y'all business.
Pretty much.
We going about our business. Trust me, there is no black person that was a sniper that could have did it. No. Y'all let it happen because somebody looks like y'all are comfortable next to. It happened. That don't got nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm. And just pushing the whole notion is like, yo, be sad with us. Because, you know, it's like, fuck no. Like, but my, like, our communities have no reason or right. I mean, well, they have no reason to mourn for this individual, bro.
Yeah, like we don't gotta.
Like, come on, bro.
Bro, like, we could go, like. Like I said, if there is a side of the internet that is celebrating doing what I got to do, I may not do that, but I also don't give a fuck if they do. Exactly. That's like, okay.
But that shit popped up. I had a notification, bro. I just kept on, like, I was just doing work shit.
At first, I was like, yo, who's this nigga? Then I seen the clothes, like, oh, I seen this guy on the internet. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I seen his face, and I'm like, I remember memes and shit. I was like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker's an asshole. Like, he just, you know, he just says wrongful shit. It's really sad. Wrongful shit, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I see that video, like, I opened TikTok, it was a meme, and then that swiped up, second video on TikTok, it was that shit. I was like, oh, damn, oh, okay.
Right. And I would like people to also to stop, once again, I think being on the internet, I think you guys, there's a lot of lack of brain cells and a lot of lack in education. Mm-hmm. I'm talking too damn fast myself. Right? We don't have a shooter, we just have the suspect feature going around. I said the dude's white because they're in Utah, so I'm 99% sure dude's white. So
I don't think I saw anyone of any type of
right.
But, yeah.
So the shooter is a white man from Utah.
I believe he was Mormon.
I believe the suspect was Mormon.
I'm a double check, but I believe.
Mormon. I lost my train of thought. What I was going to say. Was please stop saying this guy was killed because of a difference in political view. Please stop saying that because, number one, we don't know the motive. So no one knows what happened. No one knows why he was killed. Let's make the assumption, just for the sake of argument, that it was somebody that has opposing views than him. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's say that's the case. That is that person's choice to do that, but that is not why people lack sympathy. Racism isn't an opposing view. Bigotry is not an opposing political view. He is a racist. He is a Nazi sympathizer. That's not an opposing view. That is hate speech. 100%. So stop saying, yo, he just had different thoughts than we did. No, he was a racist.
Yes. Full-fledged. Like,
pretty much an admitted racist.
Yes.
He was trans and homophobic. Very much admitted.
Yeah.
He believed that black people should not have the same rights as white people. He has said these things. This is not made up.
Like, it's out there.
Like, these are things that came out of his mouth. So the whole, we need to be able to, live together amongst each other. No, I don't believe in that. Hate speech has no place in this world. 100%. So there's just certain things I'm reading on the internet. I'm like, hey, like there's no way y'all can be this stupid. Mm-hmm. So
now people's think pieces are wild, man. On Twitter, Instagram, on Instagram notes and shit. It was real surprising to see a couple individuals that I was cool with in high school. Or that I thought I was cool with in high school, having certain beliefs. And by all means, yo, like, if you're Republican, I'm Democratic, whatever, or, you know, your certain mindsets and views, cool. You know, we all have the reason and right to do and think what we want to think when it comes to political stuff. But I was just very appalled. I'm like, damn.
I have the right not to fuck with you.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's just like, wow. Like, this one person who said some crazy-ass shit, and especially since you're darker skin, and yes, you started like appreciating the Second Amendment, but you really standing up for this individual who said some wild ass shit about black people. It's like, wow.
And I also think that there's a level, once again, just more lack of education. Mm-hmm. Gun control is not abolishing the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is your right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. That is not what gun control is. People are asking for gun regulation.
Exactly.
You should not be able to, in any state, be able to go into a store and buy a rifle that can kill somebody from 200 yards away. Simple. That is it.
Like, that's really wild, bro. You go to Walmart, you get some milk and an AR-15.
You should not be able to buy assault rifles.
Like, what?
Listen, I am one person. I am all for, listen, you need to protect your home. You need 100%. To have a pistol in your house.
Not yet.
I am all for that.
Yep.
But that is not what gun control is. And they, as I said, people are stupid enough to think that that is what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no one is telling you you don't have a gun.
And that's like a whole separate rabbit hole. But it's like, yeah. Listen, I understand. And I express it. I understand New York is very strict when it comes to gun laws and
Thank
stuff
God.
Like that. And obviously, 100%, because it would be fucking Wild Wild West if it wasn't. But I'm for the whole, you have to protect your own, especially for yourself, your family, your property, whatever. By all means. But like, when people spin it, it's like, oh no, they're just trying to take away our guns.
No.
It's like, bro, no.
No one's trying to do that.
No. Just make it a little more strict, so then fucking Bobby from who just graduated and played some Call of Duty and shit doesn't want to go and, you know, God forbid, shoot up a school and shit.
Getting something that can kill somebody else should be strict.
Yeah, man.
Getting a gun should be extremely strict. Like, no one's trying to take you out, right? But we want regulation and parameters in effect, so you can't just run around. Anybody can just go grab a gun. Somebody that's mentally unstable can't just go buy a gun.
Exactly.
Right? So, yeah, I just see these really, really, like, these, to me, these arguments aren't even that deep.
No.
Like, guys, like, why are y'all making this seem like this is, you have to be a scholar to have these conversations?
Yeah. They're for the most part, videos I've seen on TikTok of people, you know, I'm even pissed off at the fact that it popped up on my For You page, or just people reacting to, you know, other people's statements and stuff. It's like, it's mainly just one-liners, or it's like very, it's just repetitive. It's like, oh, you guys shouldn't be happy and joyous and celebrating, like, you know, that could be your father. And then people are replying to it. It's like, lady,
if my dad was him, I wouldn't fuck with him.
Yeah, like, have you seen the shit he said? Like,
I wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, but fuck it, bro.
I, as you start to think these things out and put them into words, and, you know, I start to form what I want to say to make it super clear, you start to source yourself and, you know, cite your sources and things like that. So it's like, President Clinton banned assault rifles in 1994. Mass shootings dropped by 43%. The Republicans let the ban expire in 2004. They have increased by 243%. Like, it's not that hard.
Like, come on, fellas.
Like, what, like, and we get it. There's a lot of money involved. The NRA.
100%. Exactly.
The NRA provides a lot of money to political campaigns.
Shit ton.
I get it. The Republican campaign, y'all are damn near funded by these guys. I get it. I understand. But I'm letting you guys know. You guys are playing in the mud. The mud at some point is going to get you back. That is what happened. That young man, he played in the mud. He spoke about inciting violence against people. And once again, I don't want to keep bringing it to black people, because once again, a black person did not shoot this man.
Exactly. It was friendly fire, bro. It was y'all. Y'all own people.
Like, we keep talking about black and brown.
We didn't do it.
We didn't do nothing to y'all.
We didn't do it, yo.
Somebody that looked like y'all shot y'all.
Yeah. We were too busy working or just chilling for once.
And according to him, we wouldn't have the right to have guns anyway. So, somebody that looked like you did something to you.
Yeah.
Now listen.
And still at large.
Still at large. And listen. He's got two young kids. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I also think it is going to be unfortunate when they start to do research about their dad.
Oh, 100%. Yo.
And he has a wife. You married a nigga. I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure she, bro, you married the individual.
You know what
you got yourself into. Unless you share the same notions and thoughts and mindset with this individual who has passed away.
And,
but you know your husband was that type of
dad. And once again, like, I just want to repeat, like, the president is putting the flags down and he's presenting this as if this was an act of war against the party. When we had a school shooting the same day, and he didn't say a word about it.
Nothing. None of the... And, like, all right, now I know a lot of
Rest in peace to the three children that died in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
It's like, I understand news media has to do what they have to do and stuff like that, but it's like, fam, yes, this individual passed away, but we know what he stood for, bro. A school shooting the same time happened, and I didn't see a...
Not a word.
Anything, bro. Anything.
Once again, I want to repeat, he was not an elected official. He didn't make any significant change to the world. He wasn't an activist. He didn't serve in the military. He was just a racist with a podcast that got popular. Please stop telling us that he held space in courts for debate. No, he held public spaces for him to degrade black, brown, trans, and gay people. I want to make that super clear. And kind of rounding it back to the beginning of this soliloquy we have here. Mm-hmm. Killing is wrong. I believe political violence is wrong. I don't believe that because you are a bad person, you should be executed. So inherently, with my logic, no, I don't think he shouldn't be here. But also to my logic, I feel absolutely nothing that he's not here.
Yeah.
I didn't blink. I went about my day. I ate lunch. I didn't have a problem. Once again, the expectation of black and brown people to have sympathy for somebody who said we shouldn't be here is an odd thing to ask of us when we didn't commit the crime.
Bro, the world kept on spinning. The clouds kept on moving.
I went to work. Nothing happened. I had deadlines to hit. I hit them. Nope. Simple.
Shit, I treated myself to Chick-fil-A.
Shit. Right?
Not because of him, but just because I was like, you know what? It's been a minute.
And, I think I think it's more dangerous that instead of just finding the individual, holding them responsible, it seems like the right-wing extremists are now saying the Democrats incited this. And, I think, what is going on?
Just grasping for straws.
Creating more division isn't going to help.
At all, bro. And it's been happening ever since, who has been in office the first time. But it's like, bro, we didn't do this. We didn't start this. I'm pretty sure we didn't start this.
And listen, it ain't distracting us, nigga. We still want to see them Epstein files, nigga. I don't, you keep trying to escape. Oh, we know, distracting. Yeah. You're not distracting nobody.
Like, them files must be really that fucking rotten, bro.
Man, listen. All I'm going to say is you're not owed mourning. Please. Please with the morality, racism is not a different political view. So stop trying to spin it that way, guys. Yeah. The young streamer community, I'm noticing a lot of them. It's just fucked up. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't fuck with the Aiden Ross kid at all. And I hate that Drake fucks with him, even though I know Design doesn't Drake, but just to make that super clear. That community, I think you guys are alienating yourselves mm-hmm. to a certain base that you don't want to be a part of. And
it's temporary gain.
Yeah. And though you have a lot of money, at some point, there's going to, just like this young man, just like this man, something came to a head. You're going to be faced with a dilemma where you're going to need another base, mm-hmm. another community, because this community will turn on you, obviously.
100%.
So you not being able to separate yourself and put yourself in other people's shoes as to why people hated this man is why I think the streamers lack what seasoned podcasters have. Because people that have orated for a long period of time and can give a long form speech and or conversation, we're not rushing to make a point. You know what I'm saying? So I see the Aiden Ross kid. Oh, it's fucked up for you guys to kind of be celebrating. Once again, it may not be my choice to celebrate, but it's still a choice that I have, and I'm not condemning anybody mm-hmm. for celebrating someone who once again said out of their mouth that black people should have never been slaves. Mm-hmm. Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen, man. Someone who mocked George Floyd. Sorry, buddy.
It's just blatantly there, bro. It's like, yo, bro, I'm not gonna share that sentiment for you. I'm sorry. Like, I saw earlier today, it was some lady, but on Twitter, she was like, it's been five. Oh, oh no, it was happy 5th year anniversary being sober, George Floyd. And I was like, yo, really? How can an individual be that hateful, bro? And that just bigotry and just fucked up. But went to go check the bio and all that stuff, and then right underneath that, it was talking about Mr. Kirk, and I was like, oh, okay. There, it explains everything. And but it's just like, damn, bro, like, we... So for y'all to expect us to share that same sentiment, it's like trying to win the lotto, bro. It's just like,
yeah, bro, give it up. You red cap niggas, stay over there. Y'all clip one. Somebody clips one of y'all. You white. Go find that nigga. What you like? Niggas tripping on us. Why don't y'all go find the nigga that shot your man? Go spin. Y'all, so, man, listen. Go spin. That's what we do over here. Hey, man, go spin. Go spin for your man. Y'all love him so much. Trump, you love him so much. Go spin for your man.
And that's the thing that's kind of killing me, because the individual who shot Trump in the ear, they got him quick.
We ain't never heard about that shit again.
This individual who shot him from 200 yards, yes, it's 200 yards, but still, come on.
Listen, I'm
going to... And of course, yes, he wasn't political, you know, person, but I'm pretty sure there's some type of security detail. There's still
cops, yeah, stuff. Right. Well, like a rally. And you know, that's a good point you make. I reiterate, this was just an influencer. Yeah. This nigga was not part of the government. There is no Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
You can, bro, all, let's say reality, he gets security. Mm-hmm. He got 2 security guards by him. That's it. Yeah, yeah. They're not protecting the perimeter. No. He's just a racist on the internet that got popular.
Yeah.
That's it. And wore a red hat. He's not some political figure. He has no security detail. You got 2 security guards next to you. They're not, what they gonna do? Get shot too? Nigga, them niggas about to move.
That's a fact. Oh, yeah. All
right. He got Take shot from 200 feet away from a window like it was an Amazon movie. Like an Amazon Prime movie. Like, whoever did that is a military-grade sniper.
No, they got, yeah, for sure got experience.
And then they got away. Left the weapon, no trace. They put out some bullshit-ass report where they had transgender... Enough, guys. Left the weapon in the woods and disappeared. Listen, man. I don't have thoughts of praise. I just think everybody should leave everybody the fuck alone. Right. You niggas over there on that side, stay over there on that side. That's it. That's it, man. I will say, just in terms of where we're at as a country, I don't want political warfare.
I don't want either.
I don't want two sides to, even though everyone's at odds, let's not let what the extremists, because the extremists want full divide at all times, let's not let that win. Mm-hmm. But yeah. That's all I got, man. I don't got thoughts and prayers, dude. Like I said, I don't really give a fuck.
They put your mans in a pad. That's what.
Go spin. Go spin for that nigga. That's it. Go spin for him. Go do what y'all gotta do. Ain't nobody black shot him. None of the gang members and niggas he's talking about that he refers to in his speeches did that to him. Proud to be an American nigga did that to him. A military, y'all go spin. Y'all go find it. Y'all tripping off of how we feel. Why don't y'all go find who killed your man? Exactly. So goddamn worried about us. Every time something happened, black people didn't do nothing to him. So y'all figure it out. Yeah. Shit. All right. Anyway, I don't have anything political newsworthy to talk about anymore. Like I said, rest in peace to the children that are killed in the school shooting in Denver. Yeah.
Very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate.
Right. All right, what else we got? Let's get to some things that really don't matter. I'll talk about Paris. I'll talk about Paris. Yeah, so last week I went to Paris. I left like Wednesday or something. I got back literally like yesterday or some shit. I went to Paris. The mainstay was a Drake show, but I also, you know, enjoyed, did a little bit of running around.
Yeah, leisure shit.
First time I had been to Paris since I was a kid.
Okay.
So just a really, really beautiful experience. I love the architecture of Paris.
It's It's amazing.
Just the buildings and like the old feel.
Yep.
I like that. Even though at first when I got there, I was like, damn, like it's just a bunch of old shit around. I don't really give a fuck about this shit. I'll be honest. It was like, cause me, I like new shit. But I was like, damn, everything old in this bitch. But then I started to appreciate as you walking around and then you're seeing the people walk around, interact with these things. You can just, yeah, it's beautiful. Couple things. And I know maybe I didn't know, but I'm gonna let y'all know if y'all don't know. It's a lot of a culture shock for me, a couple things. One, you don't tip.
Oh yeah.
In France.
Yeah.
Niggas
they make a livable wage, apparently.
I didn't realize. So if a nigga you try to get a nigga $5, he's like, we don't do that. Yeah. Like, don't insult me.
Yeah.
Cool, nigga, I'll put my $5 back in my pocket. Don't ask me. Don't say nothing else to me. Number two, you can't like ICE is not a thing there. And I don't mean the niggas that's picking niggas up on the street. I mean like cubes of ice.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, cubes like you they don't like things cold.
No. No, it'll be like room temperature type shit.
No, niggas will go, yo, can I have some ice? They'd be like, no, we don't got ice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dope. Weird.
What else?
Three. What was the third thing? Oh, thank God that you asked for, like we specified and got a hotel with air conditioning. Because oh, yeah, air conditioning is trenches. Also not a thing.
Yeah, you would have been in the trenches then.
But no, I mean, thank God we stay in a place that is a little bit up to date. But I was like, yo, bro, and the AC don't crank like that. Like, it don't get cold like you like it.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
To be cold.
It ain't gonna be an igloo. It's gonna be it's a little chilly. But it ain't gonna be like freezing like that over here. Yeah.
So, and another like sidebar. So yeah, parts of Paris. And I'm like, hey, buddy. I don't need to be here. That shit look like.
A lot of people don't. So, listen, I've only been once, but I learned quick over there because of my boys' friends over there who went to NYU and shit like that. Paris is a circle city. It's very circle.
Yeah, it is.
So there's basically rings to it, like the districts. Think of it like basically like fucking Hunger Games, but without the whole killing thing. The further you go out, it's a little, you know, it gets a little urban and shit, you know, the closer you are to the mains, like in the middle,
yeah,
it's gonna be uppity and nice and rich and all that stuff, like the glam.
That's where I'm trying to be at, nigga. I don't even know where that ain't.
Know, and not saying that there aren't areas in the central that you know, but yeah, but I learned that shit quick because me and my mans we just got lost and shit. And we started to realize like, yo, we made a certain left that we should have made a right,
yeah,
and it went from nice, glamorous and shit to. Nah, we might get mugged type shit. So
yeah. Oh, no, yeah, yeah. And also, the Paris traffic is hell on earth. Like, you have to leave, like, it's like, I'm like, yo, am I in L.A.? Bro, you got to leave, it's 5 miles, 40 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck? Where, did I leave home? So, those are my takeaways from just, like, being in Paris in general. Would I go back? Absolutely. But now I know things, so But absolutely, I had an absolute blast. Shout out my lady, she was with me in Paris, man. So, what else? Yeah, so night one, I get there, chill out, kind of just rest, relax. Then there was an OVO event at this club. You know, we got in there real quick, had a really, really good time. Also, something I learned. They say New York is a city that doesn't sleep. Paris is a city that doesn't sleep.
That'd be active.
The party started at midnight. Mm-hmm. And they didn't, the party ends at 6:45 in the morning. I never seen no time frame like that. I say, yo, I'm leaving. at 2 a.m. Like, nobody's there yet. But then, like, I'm trying to leave when the party's really jumping. Mm-hmm. I left anyway. I don't play that shit. So anyway, yeah, I don't give a fuck, nigga. And then we leaving. Uh-huh. They let us out the side.
Gotcha.
Shout out to them. Let us out the side, and then we walked. You take a look around. Mm-hmm. Yo, the line is like down the block.
Yep.
So parents really party till like 8 in the morning, and then you got the time difference.
So I'm
up mm-hmm. when it's like 3 in the morning. I'm wide awake. Yep. But all the food spots are still open. So we can order food at 5 in the morning. So, Paris, you got it, ball. You got it, big dog. Y'all niggas got it. Paris is a city I don't sleep.
Paris, not yet. Paris is a tight wave I can't front. That's the only place I've been in France. But in that week and a half span I was there, it's amazing. I can't front. Architecture is dope. You know, obviously you got the whole museums and galleries and shit like that, real old shit. Just even going on the lawn near the Eiffel Tower is amazing. Nightlife is definitely there. If that's not for you, then you got all the shit in the day. Big on the fashion. Like, I'm not big on fashion, but like retro, like,
oh nah, yeah, niggas get
thrifting and shit like that. They got clothes.
Niggas get their fits off in Paris. Bro. Niggas getting their fits off in Paris. Son. That is one thing. Hey, niggas in Paris is getting their fits off. Like,
and shit is cheap, bro. I ain't know, but at that time,
I don't know about that. Nothing was cheap for me. Everything was expensive over there.
Everything,
nigga. Yes. And the dollar, our dollar don't be shit over there. So, yeah, the conversion. But the conversion, sorry, continue.
But I mean cheap in this aspect because, all right, so when I went, my man, he told people, like, listen, we're going to pass by, like, the whole, like, Rodeo Drive area, basically, over there in Paris. So if y'all want to buy want shit from, like, Louis or you want Gucci, this and third, it's going to be a little cheaper, like, $200 to, like, $400 cheaper compared to in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, like, that aspect is a bit cheaper for some reason. But it's still expensive, obviously.
Oh, hell yeah.
But, nah, yeah, people, fashion-wise, people get their shit off over there.
Nah, people in Paris.
Like, even the... People in Paris fucked up, but even the homeless is fly, bro. Like,
they a little fly than our homeless people. I'll give them that. Like, yeah, our homeless people, they got our homeless beat. Yeah. They got a homeless beat. Yeah. So. But no, shout out to Paris, man. So now when we do the OVO event, it's cool. Saturday, we do a cruise around the Eiffel and shit. Mm-hmm. That's really dope. Do some sightseeing the next day, and then I go to the concert.
Yeah.
Phenomenal show.
Yeah.
Probably one of the greatest. Like, it was just 2 hours of hits. And yeah, it was it's like Drake had too many songs to play. Mm-hmm. To the point where, like, so there's no opener. It's just him.
Okay.
He comes out, he does a little R&B set first. Mm-hmm. He takes a breather, and then Future, Drake's DJ. Not Future Hendrix, but like...
Yeah, I was about to say,
yeah,
what?
Future Prince, yeah. Mm. His DJ, he goes next to him wherever he's in the crowd, and they just kind of play a DJ set while Drake's like kind of performing but singing along. Mm-hmm. Or just records he's not going to have a chance to perform.
Gotcha.
A medley. He goes down, takes a break, party next door, does a set.
Okay.
Then they come out and they do the album together, Sexy Songs For You, they do like 6 records. Gotcha. And Drake finishes up. Oh, and no, but before he does his DJ, the little DJ set thing, he did the R&B, he does a few rap records, then he does a little medley, mm-hmm. then Party does 3 songs, then they do 4 songs from the album, and then Drake finishes the rest of the show. And then him and Yeet do like 2 songs. So, it was just an incredible show. Production is the best producer I've ever seen. The fireworks, the fucking fire. I was like, bro, I was in shock. And we had like full access, so we were able to go down and get close and then go back to our seats.
No, yeah, I peeped.
Yeah.
I got real fucking close.
No, we were like, dead close. Like, you could see where we were, you could see everything. And then, we had the space to go back and forth, mm-hmm. get close, sit back down. The top view was my favorite view because
you see all the whole.
You just see everything. You see the crowd, and we were right in front of the screen. Mm-hmm. So watching it on the screen, they were like cutting. They were like, it was like a produced show on the screen while it's happening down there. Like,
gotcha.
they were
so like overlays and like green screen.
Yeah, yeah, like they were like
graphics and stuff like that.
Like they were cutting the screen as he's rapping certain records, but you're seeing him on the stage do it. Mm-hmm. It's a circular stage, so you're not going to be able to see him at all times, no matter where you sit.
Gotcha.
So because he's going from end to end, no matter where you're sitting, you're gonna miss him at some
That's
point.
Pretty good, yeah.
So the screens were very important for everybody. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man, it was an incredible experience, and I had a moment. Like, not to be weird, but like an emotional moment that I can do this, mm-hmm. I can be in Paris, seeing, you know, however you feel about it, it's your business, arguably the greatest artist ever, perform some of his greatest hits, and being able to like move comfortably and do things like this. It was like, wow, man, this is a moment.
A long time coming.
I mean, these are just memories I don't take for granted.
Of course.
And I said after, I was like, I don't think I'm going to see him in the States, because the appreciation that France has for Drake, and what I'm assuming all these international shows have for him, and that's why he keeps speaking about this tour being a spiritual experience for him, and him feeling like, you know, he can do this so many times again. Watching that show, I saw him just having so much fun. Like, he was having so much fucking fun, and he was just like, it seemed like he could go. He kept saying, yo, bro, like, they're going to have to kick me out. I'm going to keep going. And, bro, he performed. He came out. It was, like, probably 9. Mm-hmm. He really performed to like, 11:30. And, like, every hit. And like I said, he had to keep songs out.
Yeah, because there's just so many fucking bangers.
So like, it was just like, man, like.
No, I fuck when artists get into that like,
really appreciative state.
Appreciative state of like knowing like, damn, bro, like I got so many songs and I'm having a good time with y'all and shit like that. Because I mean, for the way how the States treated him, bro, with the whole
I would
whole
never
shit,
come back here, you ungrateful bastards.
Exactly. And it's like, bro, we brought that on ourselves, bro. Obviously he's gonna perform here in the States, but that same emotion, it's just not
you won't
gonna
get
be
it
same,
man
bro.
You won't get it
it's
like
not gonna be the same.
He was like, yo, bro, like.
Like, when I saw him at the It's All a Blur.
And at the Barclays.
Yeah, that shit ain't going to be, like, when he, that yeah. type of same energy and shit like that, it ain't going to be the same when he plays in the States, bro.
No, I could
definitely understand, and seeing videos and TikToks and stuff.
Bro.
All, the international shit that he's been doing. It's like, bro, there's so much love that he's getting from, that he hasn't gotten from us. It's like, you have every right to say, fuck y'all, bro. Like, you're not getting this from me.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't have any interest in seeing Drake in the States anymore. Mm-hmm. Whenever the next tour is, which will probably be,
probably
the album's coming soon.
Yeah,
we'll get to all the Iceman shit too. The album's coming soon. I assume he takes. I don't know how Drake's. I don't know how he's going to promote this album. I don't know where his head's at. I'm saying I can't guess what he's gonna do.
Gotcha.
Cause he's doing a lot of pre-promotion with all the Iceman episodes. Mm-hmm. And he's also like, he's not gonna do press.
Yeah, no, fuck.
So
yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Why would I?
So I don't know what the promotion for this album is going to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious as to, okay, he's gonna put out Iceman. Cause I think for all the dogs, he did the second leg of the tour with J. Cole, which I guess was kind of the promotion for it. I don't see him getting off tour, putting the album out, then going right back on. Like, maybe he'll do a US leg. Mm-hmm. But I don't have no interest in seeing Drake in the US. Unless it's like some outskirts like Kentucky or some shit. Shout out to Kentucky. But yeah, if it's somewhere like there, I'll fuck with that. But I'm not going to come see him in any of these major cities.
Not yet.
I'm cool. Like, that's I'm cool. Good. We already know what's up. I'm cool.
Shit, you pop up in Mexico, I'll go. Because I've been looking at Bad Bunny. Like, not to, like, straight away.
No, no,
I've been looking. Like, Bad Bunny, he's not doing U.S. shit either. Because of the whole ICE thing. And just, you know, he just wants.
Respect. Shout out to that.
You know.
Respect.
So, he's planning out. Obviously, he did the whole PR thing. And he's still doing it with the residency. And then he's going to go worldwide. And I'm like, he's popping out of Mexico. I'm like, yo, bro, I deadass would go visit family probably, but mainly just to see him. Because
if you go to, we go to Mexico together. I'm not staying by nothing. I'm gonna make that clear too. Hey, if Bad Boy go to Mexico or Drake go to Mexico, we out. But I'm not staying.
What?
I'm not. You meet me at the hotel, nigga.
obviously. Nigga, the fuck?
Nah, because you know you might get sentimental and try to show me where you live at.
No.
Nigga. Take a picture.
No, bro.
I'll see you at the hotel.
I've been there too many times, all right, bro. Don't, like, bro, I even told my mom, offense, bro. I love my mom, but I told her, I was like, listen, the next dangerous time I go, over there. Of course. But the next time I go, I'm not seeing family. And no. I'm like, why not? I'm like, cause fuck them, bro. I want to be on my timing, bro.
Oh, we Uber your mom to we take her out to dinner or some shit. Where it's expensive at. We not going over there.
Nah, but
I'll make that clear.
But not yet. I told myself, I was like, yo, if he does, I don't know international wise what he would be doing and shit. I'm assuming Drake will probably go with Iceman, probably like Brazil and shit like that, or like obviously London, Paris, and all that stuff. But I told myself, I was like, yo, if he going to Central America, Southern America, I might just pull the trigger.
No, I think
why not?
I don't know anything for sure, but I think at some point Iceman, when Iceman does tour, like when he tours that album, he's gonna go back to London. London's his favorite place to go, and I will be there. I'm going to London.
I was in London for 2 days. That shit was fun.
London is looks like my type of shit.
Shout out to the Mandom.
Yeah, it looks like my type of shit. But yeah, I just want to say, it's just an incredible show, an incredible experience, just an amazing atmosphere.
It's good to hear.
Shout out to the plug that held it down, got me in there, in and out, no issues at all. It's a lot calmer getting into concerts in Europe than it is in the U.S. Bro, it's like one person's door, like, yo, here. Like, nobody really checking, nobody's tripping. They're not patting you down because ain't no guns over there. So really cool. Everybody's pretty polite.
Like, I want to say, if anything, we're the problem when it comes to over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, when I was in Paris, I mean, granted, the Parisians and stuff like that, they were cool people. They were like, but you're really calm for, like, an American. I was like, I'm Mexican-American, one. Two, I'm not rowdy. I'm older than everyone else here. So, you know, whatever.
Nah, yeah.
It's fire, bro. That's
great experience, man. I don't need to get on a plane for a while, but I'll tell you that much. But absolutely incredible. Bro, I was fucking beat.
Was you awake, or did like you?
Going there, like I said, that woman kept fucking kneeing me in the back of my head and going to Paris. So yeah, I couldn't really sleep. Shit. But on the way home, I had comfort seats. My leg was out, so I could sleep. I could wake up. I could watch a movie. It was light, and it was a daytime flight coming home. I left during the day, so I got home during the day. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying?
I fuck with night
flights. It was cool. Not coming home. Going.
Not coming home. Going, sure. I like night flights.
Coming home, I need to see daylight when I hit the airport. Yeah. When I hit the airport.
That fucking changed.
Yeah, I need to see daylight.
I really fuck with you.
But yeah, incredible experience. I recommend Paris to anybody. The food is really phenomenal there if you know where to eat. Last day, I had some really, really bad steak frites. But besides that, they aren't lying. Like, when we ordered food at 5 in the morning because we was drunk, the McDonald's was incredible. You know what I'm saying? The little chicken spot, best chicken I ever had.
Yeah.
So, incredible. I advise anybody go to Paris.
Shit just tastes better over there, bro.
Yeah, like, of course. Wine. Yeah. But like, that was crazy.
Like food and fruit and all that shit, the bread and all that, the wine is amazing over there, bro.
Yeah, the wine was incredible there. I bought a bottle of wine like that on a cruise, like I said, the Eiffel cruise you did, man. Mm-hmm. That shit got the job done. So it was cool, man. It was cool. I guess we're on Drake. We can stay on Drake. I don't know. Because we do have a lot to get to.
It's a lot.
While I was on the way to Paris, Iceman episode three was happening in
Thursday,
Italy.
Italia.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boot.
Right. Everyone had a lot to say, and I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be fully transparent. I paid for Wi-Fi on this flight so I could watch.
You paid for the Wi-Fi?
So I can watch this thing. I'm like, I'm on the way.
I'd be a little stingy on this.
I would not have done that if I wasn't like, I had pre-downloaded my shows. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh shit, Iceman's happening. I got to fucking, cool.
It's like, fuck. Because they give you that little free hour. Most airlines will give you like.
No, they give you the free hour, but you can't watch nothing.
Yeah.
So cool, I pay for it. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to watch this shit the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was half my flight. It was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's
pretty extensive, this episode.
So, I understood. So, the internet sentiment was, this is a waste of time. Because the internet just wants the music.
Because motherfuckers don't appreciate the art, bro.
Right. And
that's not even me trying to be like a creative shit. It's just like, bro, there's there's levels to this shit, bro. The storytelling and shit.
And I'm not gonna lie, I was one of them niggas. Once I finished, I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. I was one of them niggas. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. But once again, that's why sometimes you gotta let things sit. I went and rewatched it. Because he puts it on YouTube. I'm like, this is absolute cinema. I do think my opinion is that I don't know if he's doing another one. Because I think it was supposed to be three. Maybe we'll get... I did see a picture of an Iceman truck in Berlin, which is where Drake is now, but somebody could have made that up. I do think whatever Drake is alluding to, he's got to start giving us a little bit of some answer. Right? He's got to start giving some type of answer because I get the mystery thing and I love the art where he, like all the famous Italian buildings, him being able to rent it out, it's beautiful. I do think the mystery of it all, he's got to start giving us some type of like answer to the questions everybody has. Just a little bit. At the end of this episode, I think what disappointed people the most were the records being played throughout the episode. I don't think people took to them. I would also say I didn't take to them. Except, we'll get to it. So that first record he played with like the three beat switches, I was like, cool. Like, I think him and Yeet must have recorded 100 songs and he's just letting these off because he's on tour with them. I didn't necessarily love that first one. He was driving a car. I didn't love that one. Okay. I thought it was too much going on. When he previewed, I think it's Stick or Stuck. Stuck sounds absolutely incredible. And then he just kept playing beats. And it's like he's getting us excited. Because all this is the best production I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, off the rip type shit.
So he's playing beats. I'm like, all right, great, cool. But we want to hear something on these beats.
Of course.
Especially that sample, the Iceman Baby sample that everybody that's gone viral. And he's building a lot of anticipation, which I also think builds a lot more pressure for the sound, but I don't think he gives a fuck because he's been through everything this year.
Exactly.
He's been through hell and back. So who gives a fuck? So I can understand people. I don't think people are more upset that he's putting out throwaways because my personal opinion, I have no idea. I don't think any of these songs are going to be on the album. I think the only song that makes the album is What Did I Miss? I think What Did I Miss was an official single for the album. Everything else you're hearing are just like things that he's not going to put on the album that he wants to give us.
Gotcha.
And then he's going to, I think, yeah, he's just feeding the people in between because I don't think the album's done yet.
Or like bonus tracks type shit. Or not yet.
Drake, I mean, I think he's going to put out 4 or 5 records, kind of like the 100 gigs and just like whatever y'all can have these. Gotcha. I was never putting this on my album.
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand people not taking to the records. I can understand people not wanting to have to think so much throughout the episode. When I watched it the second time, I was like, wow, this is absolute beautiful cinema. The artisticness in me was like, wow, this is incredible. Look at the cinema.
Yeah, man.
But I also still feel the same way when it came to like, all right, I want to hear the music. No song came out of this until a couple days later, which is Doghouse. I didn't like Doghouse when I heard it in the episode.
Okay.
I can't stop playing that song now. That shit goes. Shout out my girl Julia Wolf.
Yes.
Because that's fire intro.
Yep.
This is the first time I've understood the Yeet thing.
Bro.
That nigga, I was like, yo, this song is flawless. Like, I love this record.
Yeah.
I love that song now. So in the moment, I'm like, yo, because I wanted to hear Drake on them beats that he playing. But when I heard that record, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, this is different.
Let's get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I love that record. So, it's my Iceman 3 recap, man. I think that a lot of the insiders were ruining it for people by saying this. They kept alluding to some red button thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that these days, I can say this for a fact, OVO is a lot more secretive. Things leak out, yes, because Drake is very much like, Drake is cool a lot. Still, less than before, but people in OVO are cool. Obviously, people in OVO are cool. People were getting misinformation.
Gotcha.
And they thought some big rap record that was going to expose something was going to come out. And it was never the intent, I think, from Iceman 3 episode. So, Probably one of the most beautifully shot things I've ever seen.
Bro. It's really good to see, not even arguably, but one of the best to ever be in the business, drop something like that. The whole, it being in Italy, the whole mafioso type of, like,
yeah,
it's amazing, bro. Like, the little skits that he's doing, or, like, acting, I guess you could say, the long in between of, like, him just driving with the beat and instrument,
yeah,
in the,
yeah,
background, or just showing, like, these, the architecture and just, like, the aesthetic of this city. It's amazing. It's a lot that people, obviously, they're not going to appreciate. And it's understandable, yeah, 100%. You just want the music. Fuck, you just want the music. But seeing that type of shit, it's just...
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com. Once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
That's another level of how this individual has been always very, how can I say, like, looked into the finer things of life.
Yeah, bro, Drake make you want to do fucking luxury,
exactly,
shit.
Bro.
He, like I said, I'm sitting there like, nigga,
it's,
I gotta
motivational
go,
shit, bro.
I gotta go to a castle or some,
exactly,
shit.
Exactly, bro.
He make you want to do the, and that's not to make the comparison, but that's how Hov at a certain point started to make niggas feel when he started, exactly, talking about art.
Yes.
Like, yo, I wanna do some luxurious shit.
Yes, bro.
So yeah, I thought Iceman episode 3, like, after rewatching it, so much beautiful cinema. The symbolism, I'm not gonna pretend I understand all that shit. Niggas gotta ask Drake. The only thing I understood was the legacy on ice, mm-hmm, thing, and the four Pinocchios. I think he's talking about the four niggas he's beef with in the last 18 years.
Yeah.
That they ain't looking, shit ain't looking too great. Outside of, you know, the one dude that keep performing that same song over and over again. I want to, now that we're still here, we can stay on music. Speaking of, like, this red button thing.
Yeah.
There is a rumor that Rico is coming for radio.
I heard some shit about that. I ain't read, but I heard some shit about that, apparently.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you've worked in the industry, when I worked at the label, mm-hmm, there were conversations happening about investigations. I was at the label a little bit before the Drake lawsuit came out, obviously, because, yeah, obviously I was there before the Drake lawsuit,
yeah,
officially was a thing. But the rumor is that it's bigger than payola, right? Because payola's been around. If you don't know what payola is pay for play. I'm an artist, I'll give you $20,000, you play my songs for a month. Whatever. Mm-hmm. That's an illegal thing. I also want to make people know that that's illegal. You cannot do that. That is illegal. But people, that's been how people have done it since the beginning of time. That's just something that everybody knows. That's how you get radio spins. You got to pay unless you are Michael Jackson or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Even the term, I got to pay some bills, comes from that. Right? So now the rumor is that it is not only a payola pay-for-play scheme.
Okay.
It's money laundering.
Oh, nice.
There's washing cash.
Oh, shit.
The 3 to 4 major radio stations in the world are involved. They are raiding. They are asking to turn over all the files. And it's getting ugly.
Damn.
This is a rumor. I don't know if the feds are knocking down anybody's door yet.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been circulating on the internet about the Radio Rico.
For some time now?
I mean, the last few days it's picked up steam. Mm-hmm. With the Hot 97 turnover, with them getting rid of Enough.
Yep.
And people kind of accusing Flex of getting Enough fired. And
I saw that notion.
Yeah, and they're saying that, no, actually they're firing people to downsize because they know the lawsuits are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say this, from what I've heard, this is very real, and everyone is trying to cover their tracks, and everyone is trying to play this clean. It is not a coincidence that Spotify has done, has announced bot removals for the last 8 months. I think this is going to absolutely kill radio. Damn. The business of radio, the infrastructure of radio is going to cripple. I'm not saying radio won't exist because it...
No, of course.
But it's going to completely change the landscape of radio.
But now, when you say that only for hip-hop and rap, or in overall, like, also pop and R&B?
It's a really good question. I think that...
I still feel like pop is still on top.
That's a very good... I think that hip-hop... I think hip-hop artists probably do what this the most.
Okay.
And if they... And for some reason, the best country songs are going to be played on country radio.
100%.
Yeah. Right? Regardless of whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. It is more so a hip-hop thing where we're trying to manipulate things for somebody to hear us and get us somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't like how that sounds when I say it, but that's just what it is. Like, it's not true. I think, because I often think about Million Dollar Baby.
Okay.
I guess hip-hop-ish record, but white dude. White dude from Virginia. He makes alternative music. He doesn't necessarily make hip-hop and rap. But the beginning of that record's run was 100% pay-for-play. Mm-hmm. I fell for it because I thought that record was the greatest shit in the world. But then I'm like, now I'm like, I would never listen to that song again. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's a good point. I assume that it's not going to be only hip-hop and rap.
Okay.
I assume that's not it.
Gotcha.
I think the labels do it for everyone. I just think now... Somebody's telling. I think Drake's lawsuit has also forced people to turn over their books. And yeah. And then when you go back and listen to a lot of Drake's music, especially Scary Hours 3, whatever that was, the on top of, he's talking about all this shit.
Which is crazy, because it's like, now that you look back on it, it's like, shit, it was there in our faces and we really didn't even pay attention to it.
Yeah, and all this shit started to happen. Drake's issue with the label and them not even being able to come to terms. Mm-hmm. Specifically when Drake's value increased after Certified Lover Boy. Certified Lover Boy, the 9 out of 10 songs on the Billboard charts were his album. Yeah. You had never seen anything like that before. You'd never seen anything like it. It was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. So they changed the rules to make radio the most important part in determining a charting song.
Okay.
So now it's like, yeah, if you're paying the radio and you're cheating the system, you're taking away from other people. It becomes illegal. It's an illegal business practice. All this other shit. Y'all can go Google it and search it. We're not here to fucking give you a history lesson on how this thing works, but...
They're moving the goalposts.
Yeah, I think that if you guys were going to use illegal business practices to fuck up our negotiation, hypothetically, I don't know anything, to fuck up our negotiation, you shouldn't have did it with the song calling me that word. Because now, you got to remember, I'm still as popular as I am.
Of course. Shit.
I'm not some nigga on the street.
Yeah.
I'm the greatest to ever do it. And I've got all the money in the world. And I'm getting more. Yeah. So, I think the radio infrastructure is going to change. I don't know how, like, what this lawsuit is, how it's going to drag out and what's going to happen. Who knows? But I think it's going to make everybody turn over information they don't want to turn over.
A shit ton of skeletons coming out the closets and shit.
Yeah, and I think the music industry is predatory.
Yeah, shit going to get messy.
Yeah, the music industry is very predatory, and there has to be some type of regulation. Like, I'm just not with the... It's the big company. Let them do whatever they want. Like, I'm just not. I'm not down for that. No, I'm not.
Times have changed.
Yeah, it's over with. But yeah. That's my little Radio Rico segment. What else we got? I feel like I left and Young Thug has not shut the fuck up. Yeah, I think he just put out a record apologizing to Drake and everybody.
Thugga, man.
Anyway, so yeah, Young Thug, all his jail calls are being leaked. I'm going to say it, by the government, because he pissed him off when he won his case. All his jail calls are being leaked. He's saying a bunch of shit. He said shit about Drake. He said shit about Future. He said shit about Lil Baby. He said shit about Gunna. Mm-hmm. Anybody you could think of.
Everyone.
He said shit about Metro.
He said shit about Mariah. He's everyone.
Everybody. The nigga, he also cleared up the how the whole beef started thing, which we've kind of said here how it's all started with Drake was supposed to be on a trance record. Okay. Drake wanted the trance record for Honestly Nevermind. Mm-hmm. Then Metro's mom passed away. And then I think Drake sent condolences, and then 3 weeks later asked for, hey, can I get the song? I think Metro took that as, hey, like, my mom just died, like, why are we talking about music? Mm-hmm. Right, it seemed like a, and to whatever point it is, it seemed like a misunderstanding as opposed to what it was painted as by podcasters saying, yo, he said, fuck your mom. Like, that's not what happened. Yeah. I think the disconnect was that Drake saw Metro continue to work. And was like, hey, like, I know you're on it, but, like, you're still working, so can I get my song?
Yeah.
Whatever. So, anyway. I'm neither here nor there. So, Thug said that on the jail call. Thug was just chatting. That nigga had all the time in the world in prison.
Yab session, bro.
But he said a bunch of shit. A bunch of people got mad, and then Thug did an interview, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Shout out to Big Bank. Great interviewer. Phenomenal interview. But Thug had me crying in that bitch. We all going to jail. Woof-dee-doo.
Yes.
Yo, niggas is... The streets have... Fuck the streets, nigga. Yo. If that's where niggas is at now, the point was to not get caught.
At all, bro.
Now it's like, yo, we go to jail for the rest of our lives. Woof-dee-doo. Whoa, hold up, nigga. Gunna said, I'm getting out of here, buddy. I'm going to go out here and make these slaps.
Yeah, a couple of my homies, they from like the PJs and shit, they saw this shit and they heard, you know... And hearing it from them, I'm like, so like I was asking, I was like, what's your opinion? It's like, yo, I don't know what the fuck to listen to anymore, bro. I'm about to start listening to country. I was like, yo, you don't knock it till you try it, bro.
Bro, at this point, I feel yo, like after the interview, it definitely humanized Young Thug for me a little bit, because I'm like, yo, bro, he's just a hurt nigga that's been through a lot. Nigga, he literally said in the interview, yo, I thought I was never coming home, so I was on them calls saying anything, bro. He said, bro, I lost hope in there. I thought I was never coming home. So he just started saying whatever. And then, you know, he was talking about, like, why the Gunna thing hurt him so much. And, like, yo, bro, you didn't talk to me before you took this plea. This plea could have affected me. I know they didn't, but it could have. Like, you didn't think about me. And like, I understand it a little bit now. And like I said, I think the interview held him accountable. Mm-hmm. I think it's, yeah, his name is Big Bank. I don't want to get it wrong. He held him accountable. It seemed like Thug respected him, which is important when you're talking to somebody.
Of course.
Yeah, so great interview. We're not going to go through the whole thing. We got a bunch of shit to get to. Yeah. But go check it out. Yeah, I think it humanized Thug. It's exactly what Thug needed to do, because niggas was off him, bro. Niggas was off Thug. And Gunna just keep putting out slaps. A nigga doing 5Ks, that's nigga bench pressing.
To say he's doing fucking 5Ks and throwing slaps, bro.
Yeah, making slaps, doing 5Ks, doing calisthenics, like
whole life change, bro.
Yeah, nigga drinking green juices, like nigga skin good, like what? Yeah, bro, like
crazy.
It's over, Thug. Like, leave that nigga alone. But anyway, yeah, I would advise everybody to go listen to that interview. Yeah, I don't have any on the phone calls, bro. He's just saying a bunch of shit that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah,
I don't care, like. Oh, yeah. They're saying he told, bro. I don't know who's listening to it now anymore, bro. I listen to R&B at this point. I don't know who's listening to it now, bro. I don't care.
It's a lot, bro.
Yeah. What else we got? Have you heard about Kawhi Leonard?
With the whole, apparently, it's the whole money thing. Apparently.
Yeah, so pretty much, like I said, allegedly.
Yes.
Because
we don't know.
Kawhi Leonard took a pay cut a few years back when he signed with the Clippers. All of a sudden, a mystery brand that is now going bankrupt, called, I think, Aspiration, paid Kawhi Leonard $28 million as an endorsement. Okay. They all, but apparently they discovered or have uncovered that the Clippers are part owner of that brand. But you cannot do that. You cannot. Your team cannot own it. Yeah. So they're saying that was a way for them to kind of circumvent the salary cap and sign him to a, you know, less money because he's going to get another way.
Gotcha.
So the Clippers have come out and denied all this shit. Kawhi Leonard hasn't said a word, as he shouldn't. But then a rumor came out today that so they missed a payment to him, which was like supposed to be like $2 million. Okay. All of a sudden, the Clippers then donated $2 million to that brand, and then he got paid. Like, yo,
how messy, bro.
Listen, I fuck with Kawhi. I would have did the Kawhi same thing. Too. I would have did the same thing. This don't seem illegal to me. I think niggas need to mind their business. Yes, it's unfair. It is. Okay, sure. Of course. But I don't care.
Someone needs to get their cut and shit like that, you know.
I don't care. Like, stop snitching. No one was bothered. The Clippers ain't winning championships since. It ain't helped them.
That's a fact.
It ain't helped them.
That is true.
So, like,
who
gives a fuck?
Y'all fucking suck. I'm sorry. I love y'all, but whatever.
I don't. Like, if I'm not, bro, y'all niggas ain't win no chip. Y'all not going to win a chip. Kawhi don't even play for real. So now we blowing all this up for what? For what? But yes, this is absolutely wrong. If I was an NBA owner, I'd be pissed.
Of course.
I'd be fucking hot.
It's like, yo, what the fuck are y'all doing?
As a fan and a consumer, I could not give a fuck. But if I was an owner, I would get these niggas out the league.
Yeah.
Get this, fuck the Clippers. Make give me an example. I'm taking everything from these niggas.
Yeah.
You niggas gonna cheat like that? Yeah, nah. But more to come on this, because I'm very interested in the story.
Nah, yeah, shit would definitely be shedding the light with this, for sure. Because, bro, there ain't no fucking way y'all about to just finagle me and just shun my whole fucking organization with this whole little thing.
Oh, no, yeah.
Even for the CEO aspect, you know. So.
I'm getting out of here. I'm getting the Clippers out of here. If I'm the Laker, anybody in the West Coast, Houston, Lakers, and they, I'm a contender, yo, take their draft picks away, suspend Kawhi, do everything, all of it. But as a nigga, I'm like, this is fire, nigga. Way to beat
it's
the system.
Messy, fire. Yeah, of course.
Way to beat the system.
Got a little loophole.
Yeah. All right, what else? Did Paris, Iceman, Kawhi, Young Thug, y'all go look that shit up. Radio Rico, y'all niggas going to jail.
Whoop-dee-doo.
I've been watching on TV. We can move to TV. I've been watching the Amanda Knox story. Amanda Knox, if y'all don't know, and y'all could go also Google this shit. Amanda Knox was the girl that was wrongfully in prison for the murder of her roommate while she was studying abroad.
Heard about this.
The show, they're telling a dramatized story of it on Hulu. And the actress, I forgot her name, it's like Grace Van something. She's the lead actress in Tell Me Lies. She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
In this fucking show. Mm-hmm. And I know even though I know how the story ends, the way they're putting this together is amazing. Shout out to Hulu. It was to the point where I knew a new episode came out and we was in Paris. And Paris don't got Hulu and niggas had to go figure out the Disney Plus login. So that's how good this show is. I recommend anybody go watch the Amanda Knox story on Hulu. Phenomenal show. That's what I've been watching. What else have I seen? They announced a new Love is Blind. The cast isn't good looking, but I'm gonna watch anyway. I meant to say this last time we were here.
What?
I watched Love is Blind UK.
At that time. Yeah, okay.
About 2 weeks ago or whatever. Pretty solid season.
Really?
Pretty solid season. Enough drama. I tell y'all, love ain't blind in the UK, I could tell. But I tell you, listen, I'll go watch it. You guys need something to watch with your girl, go watch Love is Blind UK. It's pretty messy.
Gotcha.
Cast is pretty messy. And it's a lot different because Love is Blind US, you're going from city to city, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's Boston, Philly. They just keep, because the UK is just its own country. They just keep doing the UK and just grabbing new niggas. So they're not going to do Love is Blind Manchester and whatever. Yeah. Niggas don't know that. So.
Yeah.
But so I've been watching Peacemaker's back.
Peacemaker, yeah. I was just about
Peacemaker.
To
say, yep. It's been okay. It's a little confusing at first, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're punching up. Mm-hmm. As you guys are listening to this, tomorrow is the Canelo and Crawford fight. I'm very excited. I should throw a fight part. No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not doing it. What am I talking about? I'm not doing that. I'm very excited.
To John's for the fight party.
No, I will not let y'all in. And this shit is like the fortress trying to get this bitch.
D-Y-O-D.
Oh, that's fine.
Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyers rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Well, yeah, no. I'm very excited for the fight.
I'm excited too, bro. I think everyone is excited to see this fight.
Make your pick.
Come on, bro.
I know you're going to go to the Mexican, nigga.
Come on, bro.
Low-key?
I can't, bro. I've seen Canelo. Not saying like I knew about Canelo way back, but I remember the two fights before he fought Mayweather, when he took that ass whooping from Mayweather, and just seeing his journey from Mayweather to now, bro.
Yeah, he's been
he
a
needed
demon.
That ass whooping.
Yeah, he's a demon. He's a demon now.
He needed that ass whooping, bro.
Yeah, this is like the fight of the fucking century.
It's gonna be a good one.
Now,
do I think knockout? No.
No, I think this goes to distance. I would put money that no one's gonna knock anyone out. No, these guys are gonna box. They're gonna.
It's gonna go the distance for sure.
I'm gonna go with that's a cop out. I'm not gonna say draw. If I have to pick, this is a toss up because I feel like Crawford's ready. And his last fight, he didn't look that impressive.
Mm-hmm. Not trying to belittle Crawford because
Crawford's great.
He could do great fucking condition everything.
I'm gonna go with Canelo too, man. Canelo's just big. Crawford had to move up to fight him.
Exactly, he's hungry.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Canelo, man. We'll go with Canelo too. Speaking of boxing, they've announced Mike Tyson versus Floyd Mayweather.
I peeped that.
On Netflix.
And I know we talked about the whole recent thing about, you know, they're going to do it because of the money, this and third, and fuck it. It's just like, damn, bro. Like, my boy Tyson's just too over this, bro.
Yeah, this makes me sad that he has to do this.
It's like, damn,
bro. Makes me sad. And you know what? Let me reel that in. Maybe he wants to, and this is like, I think the idea of constantly having to reinvent yourself is sad. So maybe he doesn't want to do that. But well, you know what? Let me take it back because I was like, you know, he could get himself hurt. But also, like, if they have a discussion about it, because it's not gonna be a real fight.
Hell no.
So if they have a discussion about it and have rules and keep themselves safe, it's like, all right, bro, it's an easy $100 million.
Yeah,
it's an easy $100 million, like. We'll go 8 rounds. Floyd's not a puncher anyway. Like, Floyd's just going to
be dancing.
Floyd's going to dance.
Strategically, but.
He's going to dance. Is, yeah. Mike is a little bit older. Like, he's just going to try to survive. And then. I do think that this is the one that if it's that bad, they're going to stop. Because niggas will be like, yo, we wasted our time.
Yeah. I hope the cameramen just don't fuck up this time.
Yes.
Keep the camera up.
Please.
Keep the camera up.
Jesus. But yeah, I think that if this is like super duper boring, like
they might have to like give it I feel like they'll give it a break, take a pause from all doing this type of shit because then it's just like now it's just money grab.
Actually, but if they keep getting big fights,
but then exactly.
Like if cuz once again like you have Crawford Canelo, cool. Then you have one of these bullshits and if you get another big fight then we're like all right, cool, you know what?
Yeah,
there's a balance.
Business. Yeah. That's true.
So we'll see.
But it's going to be interesting that Saturday, man. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, definitely about to see a shit ton of drunk Mexicans.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Independence Day is on the you know, it's coming up this next week. So
you ain't give us not one fact about Mexico. You ain't tell us what you know for Independence Day.
What you mean? Well, I mean, it's in the midweek. I can't really do much. And New York doesn't really do much here.
That's crazy.
Like Chicago do and shit.
That's crazy. So niggas not.
I might go to Chicago. I'm gonna see what's up. I got PTO.
That's crazy. So. What else we got? I think that, man, that's really it, man. I think we covered a lot in a short amount of time.
Sports or?
So, football is back. You're right. Sports. I'll start with college. Colorado is 1-1.
Yes.
Shout out to Colorado.
It's all good. We can't win them all.
Interesting thing about Colorado football, they played all three quarterbacks in the most recent game. Unheard of. Sure. The third string quarterback, Ryan Staub, actually played the best, and I think he's going to be starting. Nice. Crazy turn of events since they have a freshman five star that's on the bench. But, you know, freshman, you got to sit regardless.
Yeah.
And then they had a transfer from Liberty University who was pretty good, but he hasn't been playing well within the first two games. So it seems like he might hit the bench. So... yeah, I think Colorado, we are 1-1. Hopefully, we got a big game coming up against Utah. Hopefully, we can take that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the only college you want to give a fuck about.
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole, I think what is it? No, it's the Bama regime. No, is it the Bama regime? I can't remember if it's Bama or...
Oh, Bama, Georgia. Yeah. They lost their first game. They made I made a lot of money on that game.
Yeah.
I picked them to lose, and they lost. I went to the club after that. Paid for my first night in Paris. That Bama losing paid for my first night in Paris. I'm dead ass.
No more number tie. But I mean, when it comes to college football teams, I stick to certain players that I know, or I know is like coming up and shit. So I'm like, all right, cool. But like team wise, it's like fuck it, bro. Right now it's just Colorado for me, truthfully.
The NFL is also. We back. NFL we're going into back. Week two. Yep. Yeah, we're going into week two. Also, we missed. Micah Parsons got traded.
Yes.
We weren't here for that. Micah Parsons got traded from the Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers. He played his first game and got a sack. The Packers look good, man. The Packers look good. They beat a good Lions team. We talking Super Bowl maybe.
That'd be crazy.
Them and the Eagles in the NFC Championship. The AFC looks wide open because the Chiefs look like shit.
The Chiefs losing, I'm so happy.
They look like shit.
I made a little
shit.
Break off of that.
They look like shit.
Listen, I fuck with Mahomes, but that Virginia got to die too. Sorry, bro.
Listen, I'm rooting for the Ravens to get there this year because Lamar Jackson's black. I don't have any other reason. I have no other reason. I'm not from Baltimore. I don't go to Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, he's a nigga, and we rocking with him. That's all we doing.
That comeback was crazy, though.
They did blow the game. But
that
you
shit,
know what?
Bro, that shit.
We're not going to talk about that. That's it. How about that? We're just not going to talk about that. How about that?
I never seen my brother-in-law go ape shit in those last 3-4 minutes, bro. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
But yeah, football back, so...
Football's back, man.
Ladies, give your man a little bit of bread. He'll probably buy you something nice. Maybe, maybe not. Truthfully not. Don't bother him. He's busy. He's locked in.
Yeah, Sunday, once it hits noon, please. Just please.
Just football.
It's time for football.
Yes.
That's it.
Go to brunch and then come back.
Come back. Go to brunch at 11. Get back by 1 and chill.
That's a short-ass brunch. Damn.
The game's on. I want to watch the game at the comfort of my home, of my big ass TV. Yes, I want to watch a game like this.
I'm thinking, well, yeah.
Like,
yeah. That is true.
So, listen, man, I don't think we got much else.
Nah,
we don't got much else. We're fitting a lot. We will be back next week. I will not be in France. I'm here. Thank you guys for liking, subscribing, listening, doing all the beautiful things you guys do every single week. We'll have some announcements and things coming up throughout the year, of course. But that's it, man. We out of here. Pow.
life, more life, more love.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.